Born in 1798, Eugène Delacroix was a member of the Paris bourgeoisie, which occupied important positions in the state after the French Revolution. The son of an ambassador, he was orphaned at 16 and quickly had to support himself. He was largely a self-taught artist who perfected his technique by copying the masters of the Louvre. He made an impression on the public as early as the 1822 Paris Salon with The Bark of Dante. In 1830, Delacroix received a number of commissions after Louis-Philippe came to the throne, stripping aristocrats of their privileges and restoring the nobility of the first French Empire and the bourgeoisie. In 1832, he accompanied the Duc de Morny on a diplomatic tour of Morocco. During the 6 months' tour, he made drawings and sketches of everything he saw, gathering material for all his future artwork. In over 100 paintings, he depicted the vibrant atmosphere of the East with concrete details. Our large format painting was shown at the 1845 Paris Salon Art Exhibition, a full 13 years after the audience granted by the Sultan to the French diplomats, witnessed by the artist, who faithfully recorded all the details of the meeting in his sketchbooks. Since the negotiations failed, the artist chose not to show the French delegation, focusing instead on the local context, where the Sultan Moulay Abdelrahman, leaving his place in Meknes, surrounded by his guards and principal officers, has no counterpart, occupying the entire scene alone, on horseback, surrounded by a standing crowd. The painting takes on the feel of a majestic portrait of a man whose uncontested authority is in no doubt. The solid, imposing fortress in the background reinforces the sense of power. The artist draws onlookers onto the world that appears both mysterious and realistic, striking in its harmonious use of color. He makes skilled use of different shades of green and red against the white and yellow backdrop of the outfits, all under a perfect blue sky. The overall impression is one of dust and heat, a nod to the nearby desert. Through a simple scene that diffuses a sense of splendor, Delacroix pays tribute to the 16th century Venetian masters, including Veronese.